to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician, soon to be the holographic gypsy. And I have no intro or exit music tonight because I'm house-sitting and had all kinds of computer weirdness going on. I do have an internet connection. However, the fast chat is not working, apparently, just for me. So, sorry about that, guys. I don't know what to tell you. You're just going to have to call in. So tonight, you can call in for the first about 30 minutes. After that, I'm going to take the last half of the show to take you through some really important meditations and light-bringing things. Pretty much the topic is going to be about protection. Now, first of all, let me explain to you why. And I don't have a guest tonight. I'm just talking because as I do, you know, I get concerned about things that I see that are out there in the world. What has impressed me this week is the amount of supposedly spiritual people here where I live who seem to think that they don't need to be protected. And I call this like a spiritual disease. What happens is you have, you know, everybody out there writing books and talking about how, oh, everything is divine, everything is perfect. Kind of reminds me of George Carlin's shtick that he used to do a long time ago, where he would say, oh, ran over the kid in the driveway, oh, it's God's will. It's just God's will. It's okay. And, you know, we make fun of that, but, you know, there's a certain healthy skepticism that I have when people start doing that. If we lived in a perfect world, not doing anything would be fine. But we don't. You know, we have a world that we are co-creating with all of these other wackos on the planet. So you know we're in trouble because it's not just us. If it was just us, it would be bad enough. But because we have all these other people who are kind of playing in the soup with us, that means that we have a whole lot of other problems that we don't anticipate and pretty much have no control over. So what I would like to do is hopefully impress upon you the importance of protection, the importance of really seeing what's there. And, you know, I'm big on reality. I've had a lot of really crazy things happen in my life, but I am ultimately very big on reality. And I can tell you that there are bad things out there that are not in your imagination. They might be in somebody else's imagination, you know, according to quantum physics. But the thing is that they're real. They're actually there. And so what I would like you to do is get a little bit better grip on what's really happening in your world. If you think that you can go around and not have any kind of problems from the dark side, or if you think that the dark side doesn't exist, you're setting yourself up for trouble. So what I'd like you to do is just give it another thought, okay? And just contemplate this. God created everything. No matter what you want to call God, whether you call God Father, Mother, God, Goddess, you know, whatever. Whatever term that you want to give God, depending on whatever religion you were brought up with. I'd like you to understand, from my perspective, what God really is. God is an incredible light. I've been there. 6 times I've been near death. 6 times I've come face to face with God. And God is not a little old man with a white beard sitting on a cloud at the pearly gates. You can see that if that's what you want to see when you go over, because you're really creating your world when you're over there. But if you want to know what the truth is and you go with an open heart and an open mind, then you're going to see something you might not expect. So what I saw was that God is this incredible, brilliant, brilliant light, pure, shining white that's gold on the edges. I mean, it's just, it's amazing. And just to be anywhere near that light is when you realize what a tiny little speck of God that you are. And that this thing that we know as God is actually floating through the creation. And so you have a lot of dark space. Now, that doesn't mean it's bad. It means that it's just what we call void. Okay, there's nothing there. It's full of potential. And so quantum physicists talk about, you know, the potential of black holes and all these things. But that really, you know, God that has created has things that are positive, that are here in life, but there are also things that we consider to be negative. Now, if you look at it from the perspective of people who have been to the other side and have been given like a little piece of the puzzle consciously, what most of us realize is that everything that is here serves God. Okay, so it's even if we think it's bad because it's interfering with our life, it's causing problems, whatever, ultimately, it's all fine. That does not mean that it's fine right now. So for the people who have suffered terrible accidents and injuries and things that seem to be totally unfair, you know, child abuse, sexual abuse, physical abuse, all manner of things, horrible things that we do to each other on our little trip, I'm not meaning to make light of any of this, because what you experience in this life is real, and it's going to remain real until you get to the other side, and then you'll realize it was just a play. But it has to mean something while you're going through it. That's how we learn. And we learn quicker here on the earth plane than we do when we're out in the cosmos in spirit. So forgive me if I'm not making this real clear. I'm trying to make it as clear as possible. It's a vast subject, and I'm trying to distill it down here simply. So what happens when you have bad things going on is that it's a negative vibration, and we consider these things to be evil. You know, the more negative it is, the more evil it is. And basically what happens is when something is dark, then we say that that person or that thing or that experience is evil. If it's a person, then we consider it real evil because there's a conscious connection. There's a, you know, someone behind it that is working against you, who is trying to cause you problems, who is rejoicing in all of the difficulties that it causes for you. So, you know, that's a tough thing to face. I can tell you there are plenty of people on this planet who are the very embodiment of evil. I've seen some of them. And I've had to deal with them in one capacity or another. What I'd like you to get from this portion of it, is that understand the dichotomy, okay? Understand the polarity that we have here on Earth. This Earth is a place of good and bad, of hot and cold, of tall and short, of thin and fat. It's a place of light and dark. And our job is to get to that median portion where we walk the line between the two. We choose the good. We choose to be with the Creator, the source of all that is. But we don't put down the dark side, you know. We don't try to destroy it because we can't. The dark is a part of God just as much as the light is. Without the darkness, you would not notice the light. So it's a thing where it plays off of each other. Is it our job as light workers to bring in more light? Yes, absolutely it is. But when we come to this world and that's our role, then we are automatically saying it's us against them. So what happens then is you have a lot of things that come at you in life, some that are deserved, many that are not. And whatever you deserve is just because you have to learn something. Everybody says, oh, it's karma, you're going to have to suffer this or that or the other. Yeah, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Some is, a lot of it that gets blamed on karma isn't. It's just that we're not discerning, we're not watching what's going on. So the trick is to walk that line between the light and the dark. To look towards the light, to love the light, to honor the light, and to recognize our part in that light, but to also recognize the part of darkness in ourselves that we hate. You know, until you fully integrate both sides, until you can walk that road, the gray road as they call it, or the red road, where it's neither white nor black, but someplace in the middle, until you can achieve that particular point, you don't get led up to the next level. Now I can hear a bunch of you out there going, what about the saints? Well, you know what? The saints had a lot they had to deal with, too. And, you know, information did not get out as quickly then as it does now. Now we can get on the radio, you know. I can get the message out to, you know, thousands of people at once. They didn't have that capability back when the saints were so popular. So what I'm asking, the whole roundabout way of coming through all this, is I'm asking you to please notice where you are. Look around you at all times. To be a light bearer, to be a light worker. means that you are a spiritual warrior. That's what you have chosen to be. To be a spiritual warrior, one must be aware in every moment. Every moment. Okay? There are no excuses. As you get up through the different levels of being this light worker and light bearer, you will see that you become more and more discerning. You become more and more the spiritual warrior, and you get more and more responsibilities. This is all part of our learning process. We are children of the One. We are children of the great Creator who created everything that exists anywhere, anytime. So if you would look upon yourself as being that and not as being some unimportant chump that doesn't have a good job or has no job or has an illness or an injury, look deep within and notice the spark of God that you are. You're important. Every single one of us is important, and yes, even the dark ones are important. And even the most dark still has a spark of the divine Creator within it that is light. And I know there are a lot of people out there that don't want to think that, but it's true. And everything is ultimately forgiven. Now in this life, again, we have to slip into this duality thing. And I'm fond of saying, if you see something that is not right and it's in your path, somebody's not doing right, they're misbehaving or behaving badly, as my friend Ann says. If that's happening and it's in front of you, it's up to you to stop it. You know, we have to bring the courage forth from deep within our hearts. And we have to say, no, stop this right now, because this is not okay. When you interfere with someone else's life, then that's not okay. Now, some of you wiseacres out there are probably going, oh, yeah, well, then we can't interfere with the bad guy's life either. Of course you can. Because if they're interfering with someone else's life, then you can interfere with theirs. You know, tit for tat, as they say. So what our job becomes then, as spiritual warriors, is not to go out there and try to slay every demon that's around and you know, make everybody pay for every little thing. It's like, no, that's not quite it. Although there are a few people on this planet that is their job, or angels. But for us, for most of us, it's just whatever comes in front of you that needs to be righted. Do that. Now, if you have any questions or if you have any comments you want to make on this, feel free to call in now. Because at about another 15 minutes or so, I'm going to go into doing some of the protection rituals and doing some meditations and things like that. So I may or may not accept calls at that point. So if you want to call in, please do call in now. And let me scroll up here and see the numbers. I'm sorry, I kept trying to get on fast chat while I was talking and couldn't get it to work for me. And this isn't my computer, so I'm not quite sure how to get that to work. Okay, so the call-in numbers are, for the USA, 877-876-5227. For Canada, 888-815-9756. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. Oh, and by the way, you guys, I love it when you email me and give me comments. And if you would, too, I'd really appreciate it. If people would email me, let me give you a different email address. I'm trying to get a consensus of people around the country who might like to have us stop by and do one of these quantum vortex parties. We have a couple people that have said, well, I've got 5 people, but I don't have 10. So if somebody is doing a party in your area, maybe we can hook you up. Anyway, here's the email for that. It's drvalerienmd@yahoo.com. So that's DrValerie, N as in Nancy, M as in Mary, D as in David, @yahoo.com. And just drop me a line. And I do answer all my emails, and I answer the phone. So if you want to schedule one of these quantum vortex parties in your area, so we're flying out in the car. I fly low, so I'm driving. So if you want us to come along on the way out or the way back, give me a call. My phone number is 928-301-2131. And again, that's 928-301-2131. Okay, enough of the advertisements. So let's get back now to the need for protection. So the whole reason that this came about this last week was I was asked to go and do a healing on someone. And so I piled all my stuff into the car and took my little dog and pony show to the next town and walked into this woman's house and said, oh my God. I mean, it was so obvious that this poor woman, part of her problem is that she had entities. And they were hanging on her neck and basically trying to become more attached. And so I looked at the woman that asked me to come. I said, you know, this is really not good. This is not a good place for you to see how the projectors and all these other little things work. You know, yes, I can open up a quantum vortex. Yes, it will take care of the problem right now. But the main problem is that for whatever reason, this place or this person had these entities attached. So meanwhile, the person that brought us there said, well, you know, I don't really give any credence to the dark side. Now, this is a person who's a famous reader, who is apparently an amazing reader, gets big bucks for what she does, and I just kind of sat there when I found this out and went, wow. Now, that's amazing that the brainwashing has gotten that far with people that they really think that the dark side doesn't exist. And so I got very concerned about that because I've seen a lot of people go crazy in this town and in other places. And 9 times out of 10, they are readers or channelers who for some reason have gotten some message that the dark side doesn't exist, everything's perfect, they don't need to do anything, they can make all their mistakes, everything's fine, whatever happens is fine. And so they're getting into big trouble. Now remember I said ultimately it is fine. But for the moment, for this little space of 3D that we call life, it's not fine. And you need to protect yourself. The protections have been given down throughout the ages of humanity. So no matter what culture you come from, what religion you believe in, every single one of them has some pretty intense rituals of protection. Now, do you really think that that would have happened if it wasn't necessary? I'm just asking. Then there are the people who don't believe in God. And I keep telling them, it doesn't matter. God believes in you. Lucky for you. And I've known my fair share of atheists. And most of them are pretty miserable, by the way. Now, there might be a few happy ones out there, but I haven't met any. Every single one that I've met is really, really messed up. So, and I think it's because, you know, if you think that you're all there is, and that when this life is over, that's it. I think that it makes you act differently in life. And I've even met somebody who, although he was spiritual, thought that when you die, your spirit lays in your body while the body is rotting in the coffin. I was horrified. I just couldn't believe it. I said, how can you be a spiritual guy who's been here in Sedona all your life, and you truly think this is what happens? He says, oh, yes. And I kind of sat there and blinked for a while. I mean, this is something that doesn't compute in my world. And, you know, maybe because I've been on the other side so many times, and so for me it seems very easy, you know, and it's very understandable. But I forget that other people haven't been there, done that yet. Well, that's what this show is all about. The other thing that I've noticed is that there are people who have been so brainwashed by a number of things. You know, the big mind control that happened to us was with TV. And so this is one reason why it's really dangerous to go to sleep with your TV on, because it all just goes unfiltered into your subconscious. Now they've got HD TV, which is even worse. And they've got entrainment on the TV. I mean, they'll tell you exactly what to do. They'll tell you how to feel. They'll tell you what to think. And you might have heard me talking about how I actually was shown that by my guardians, my angels of light. Showed me one day, I saw all the words across the TV and went, oh my God, they're brainwashing us. Once you see that happen, then they can never get you again. But now they've got worse things. You know, we've had a couple people on the show that know all about the mind control, including the guy who did all the mind control research and quit when he found out what they were doing with it, which is to mind control us. And so there are a lot of things out there. They don't even have to get near you to practice this mind control now. I can tell you that truly the only way to get beyond that is you have to be able to raise your vibratory level. You have to change your brain waves. Because they've got everybody's brain waves in the industrial nations. They got them all mapped. They have supercomputers that would just scare the heck out of you if you had any idea how they work. The way they work is they're artificial intelligence. And there is an artificial intelligence that was loosed onto the internet, which is why you'll get different search results according to who's searching. You can all search for the same thing. Different things will come up. Very interesting stuff. So there are a lot of things. George Orwell did not foresee that this was going to be this bad. When he wrote 1984, he kind of had a limited picture compared to what's really happening. What's really happening is truly frightening. We have the Satan computer. We have more and more control. The screws are being turned down. And, you know, the whole boiling frog thing, you know, where they put the frog in cold water in the pot and then they keep turning up the heat until the frog is cooked and doesn't realize it. Well, guys, we're almost done. You know, the dinger is about to go off. So there's a lot of things that are really important. The most important thing you can do is protect, protect, protect. Protect yourself. You need divine protection. You need a protection that goes far beyond the third dimension. If you don't do this, you may be stuck in this game on this planet as a slave for a very, very long time. You know, they call this prison planet for a reason. So I am asking you, please, to protect yourselves at all times. One of the things that I'm going to go over is the blessing that I do over food. We're going to go over some things I found as I was going through some paperwork today. And also a blessing that's called the Ring of Fire. So I have several things that you can use for protection. The first and most important thing, whenever you go out to eat, especially if you eat out a lot, do you know who's handling your food? Do you know what they're thinking about while they're handling your food? Do you know that there are a lot of chefs that are extremely angry? I know, my first husband was a chef. And a lot of them are alcoholics. Not all of them. But, you know, quite a few of them. So you've got that anger, you've got the alcoholism, probably drug use now, not just with the chefs, but with the people who work in the kitchen, with the waiters and the waitresses. I mean, we've got so many people in this area of Arizona who come here because there's, you know, there's less police action and things like that. And so there's crack houses and meth houses and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, it's horrible stuff. Well, these people have to work somehow. And so, you know, you may have somebody preparing your food or handling your food that not only is not clean physically, but they're not clean mentally, emotionally, or spiritually. And what's happening now is we're having more and more negative energies that are being sent to us. You know, God talked about how there would be days like this. Here we are. So this is the time. So what happens then is you eat the food, and if you haven't cleared it, there's all kinds of things that can happen. You know, if anywhere from having food poisoning to dying. You know, you could get a dose of E. coli, but you could be taking in little negative energy things and then wondering why you're so angry, wondering why you're depressed. And I can tell you also that they are sending waves out via microwave, via other things, brainwave entrainment, things like that, to make you depressed, to make you feel hopeless, or to make you feel complacent, like everything is fine. It's all good. Everything is perfect. It's all in divine order. So I hope that you're sitting there going, come to think of it. So if you don't know who you are, in other words, if you don't have that connection with God that you have established before all this stuff really started, which was, I think it was back in the late 60s that it pretty much started coming on heavy, in the 80s for sure, but now it's full force. So if you don't have that connection, then how are you going to know what's you and what's something that's been put into your head? And now they can make you think in your own voice some thought, and you might be surprised and think, well, now, why did I think that? And then you kind of shrug and go, oh, well, you know, obviously I'm thinking about it because this is what's going on. But it may not be you. It could be somebody in the FBI or the CIA or the NSA or one of the underground bases or whatever. Who knows? But it could be anybody. That's my point. So if you don't know who you are, if you don't have that connection where you can clearly discern between what sounds like you coming from the inside of your head and the still small voice within, then you're liable to be mind controlled. So there are several things I'm going to suggest to you. For instance, if you get up and you don't know why you're depressed or you're irritated, you can't come up with anything that would cause that, 9 times out of 10, that's not you. That's something that's been put on you. So then the question is, what are you going to do about it? And if it's not you, you know, where did it come from? Well, it could have come from something that you ate. It could have come from mind control. It could have been a writer that you picked up from someone else, an entity. It could have come from a number of different places, a number of different beings. When you notice these things, all you have to do is say, "Dear God, please help me with this. Take all of the negative energies away from me now. I call upon your divine guidance." You can call upon whoever it is that you believe in your religion. I'm Christian, so I call upon Jesus Christ, or Yeshua the Christos. I call upon those beings that I have been acquainted with. And I've actually had Christ standing next to me talking to me while I was fully conscious. So, you know, I've been blessed that way, so I have that connection, thank God. And I can tell you that if you would do this on those times when you're feeling depressed or angry, irritable for no known reason, you will, and you pray earnestly, you know, ask for help, it will be lifted from you instantly, and you'll find yourself laughing. And, you know, the more darkness that there was there, the happier you're going to be, and the more you're going to laugh when it gets lifted off. So this is very important. It's a very simple thing. What you say is not as important as that you say it, and that you pray to the one that is your teacher. And for a lot of us, you know, that's Jesus Christ. And since I've seen that being who is incredible and has changed vastly from 2,000 years ago and is not, you know, the bad brother like some of the ET people would like you to believe, this person really was a person here on Earth and really is an incredible spirit. And that one will come and will help you when you're being beset by the darkness. And the darkness can be very subtle. So you've got to be always on your toes. It's the time for spiritual discernment. It's the time to gird your loins, as they say. You know, put on the armament of spirit, of the spirit of the Creator. So that's a simple thing you can do. I had to do that the other day while I was driving down the main road here. And I could see that there were columns of door, which is, it's the negative orgone energy. So you'll see it like almost like sunbeams, only it's black. And you can get photographs of it, especially with polarized lenses. This is part of the HARP thing. But I could see that in the sky, and I was driving along, and I was thinking, man, I am really irritated. And I really didn't have any reason to be that way. I was a little tired when I woke up, but, you know, nothing I could put my finger on. You know, not that many people try to irritate me anymore because I tend to let them know what's what quickly. But there I was. And I thought, man, I'm depressed. And the more I thought about it, the worse it got. And I went, uh-oh, I know what's going on. And I did that little quick prayer, poof, it lifted, and I was giggling all the way over to my destination. And then my friend was also in a funk, and I said, you got to do this. And she did, and that was the end of that. So we need to remind each other, remind ourselves of this. Because we're under attack, guys. You know, the dark side is trying to take over. And everything is perfect when you're out of the game. In the game, we have a job to do. We got into this game to play it. And if you don't play it, you lose. So it's real important to, if you want to go up the next level, let's take care of that. Okay, so enough about that stuff. Let me go on to something I found that I thought was really important to read to you. This is called the Law of True Divine Service. The first service, the greatest that can exist, is the complete acknowledgement and acceptance of the mighty I Am Presence. Hold the attention always fixed on the Supreme Source while in service to none. Never let any desire for service deprive you of the needed time undivided to focus on this acceptance of the great master within, and know that you will then always give the right service and do the right thing. And a sincere student is never off guard. And this is something that I got from my teacher, Torkham Seridarian, who has written over 50 books translated into 17 languages, and was one of those guys you normally only get to read about. He was a great, great man, great spiritual light, true beacon on the planet. And, you know, when I used to get confused, I'd go see Torkham. I'd go, let me run this past you. Let me just make sure I'm not going crazy here. And, you know, that helped a lot. It helped me to get to know that spark of divine oneness within and to be able to contact that, thank God. Here's another thing. This is sacred fire, which is part of the knowledge. So, get comfortable. And I want you to take 3 deep breaths now. Nice deep breath in. And just let it kind of fall out of you, gently. Take another nice deep breath in. Let the breath fall out of you gently. One more nice deep breath in. And kind of sigh as you let it out. And then continue to breathe deep and easy. So what you're going to do now is to purify the brain and the body structure. You're going to call the I Am Presence to pour through the mind and body its violet consuming flame. And I would like you to say now after me, Mighty I Am Presence, blaze through me thy consuming flame of divine love. Take this desire out of me. Annihilate its cause and effects, past, present, and future, and replace it by the fullness of yourself. Your perfect satisfaction, and hold your full dominion here forever. And we're going to repeat that twice. See yourself standing in a pillar of violet flame, rushing from your feet to above your head about 3 feet into the side of the body. See this violet flame penetrating to your soul level. And we're going to repeat this again. Mighty I Am Presence, blaze through me thy consuming flame of divine love. Take this desire out of me. Annihilate its cause and effect, past, present, and future, and replace it by the fullness of yourself. Your perfect satisfaction, and hold your full dominion here forever. See yourself standing in a pillar of violet flame with it rushing from your feet to above your head, 3 feet to every side and above and below. See the violet flame penetrating right through your cellular level. And one more time. Mighty I Am Presence, blaze through me thy consuming flame of divine love. Take this desire out of me. Annihilate its cause and effect, past, present, and future, and replace it by the fullness of yourself. Your perfect satisfaction, and hold your full dominion here forever. Again, see yourself standing in a pillar of violet flame, rushing from your feet to above your head, 3 feet in every direction, and see the penetration of the violet flame to your cellular level. Now come back to here and now. Now you should feel lighter. Most people, if you feel energy, you will feel the difference that that makes. When you use the violet flame, what you're doing is you are transmuting any negative energies. And the next thing that I'm going to give you is the food blessing that I use, and I do this every time. The reason I do this is because of mad cow disease and because of hepatitis C and hepatitis A, and because you never know what people are doing to your food. You never know what's happened along the way, if someone has contaminated it and sold it anyway. And so when you do this food blessing, it will actually burn out everything. So if you have some food near you now, or a glass of water or something, I'd like you to rub your hands together very briskly until the palms are warm. Then stick your hands on either side of your food or drink, or if you have a full meal in front of you, just place your hands above the meal and the drink. And you say, Father, Mother, God, Goddess, I command now that the brilliant violet flame of transmutation come through this food and drink and completely transmute any negative energies, poisons, toxins, pollutants, contaminants, and fears, anything that is not love, and transmute such things into the real truth of love now. I give thanks for this, and thanks for the nature kingdoms that have brought this to me, especially, and then here you name, if there's an animal that you're eating, then you name that animal, or series of animals if you're a meat lover. And then you say, may they be blessed. At that point, if you have the sight, you will see a brilliant white flash that goes through your food and extends out over your food like a dome. You can hold your hands there for a few moments if you like, just to strengthen that energy. And that will purify anything that you're putting in. And you know, one of the shamanic things that you have to do when you're going for shamanic training is you have to go someplace, either eat poison, you know, drink from a polluted river, whatever. Part of what you have to do is you have to do some kind of a blessing over it or a ritual. You do whatever it is that that tradition is teaching. And then you have to eat it or drink it. There are many traditions, such as some of the Illuminati traditions, where you have to drink poison. Or they'll do other things. You know, there's plenty of, I couldn't even begin to tell you the things that have been done in the name of spiritual evolution. Like being thrown into a bottomless black pit. How are you going to get out? You're falling. Now, I haven't had to do anything like that, but I've heard of people that have. And so, you know, there's something that we have to do that connects us to the quantum physics of it. You know, we're learning the rules, but part of the rules that have been passed down since the beginning of humankind are these little rituals and things that we do. So anyway, practice that one with the food. You'll notice a big difference. Then I have another one for you, too. And this is from Frank Stranges, Dr. Frank Stranges, from his book, Stranger at the Pentagon. And if you don't know Dr. Stranges, he's an interesting guy. He has actually been on Venusian spaceships and had a contact with several people from the planet Venus. And this is all real. Our government's had contact with him, too. They've been contacting for a long time. The problem is that our government and the other industrialized governments don't want anything to do with the knowledge that they have, because it's going to change everybody's mode of economics. I know it's terrible, but you know what, guys? We're going to change it. We're going to change it with the rules of quantum physics. So in the meantime, you must be protected. Now, I myself am divinely protected and always have been. And part of that protection is that I'm aware of it and I ask for protection because I've been attacked ever since I was 3 at least. And, you know, got abducted by grace several times when I was like around the age of 3. Had all kinds of darkness coming at me from every different angle. You know, fought with Satan itself. And, you know, I mean, all this kind of stuff. So I've had kind of a strange life. And if I think I need protection, what makes you all think you don't? Which kind of reminds me, you know, at Torquem used to say, you know, even Jesus needed to go out into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights to recharge. What makes you think you don't need to? I said, oh, good point. I get it. So, I hope you get it with the divine protection thing. Now, this divine protection was actually given to Dr. Strangis by the physician that he was in touch with. And he said this formula has withstood the test of time. And he said, if our friends from space invoke this divine protection before ever setting foot on this planet, then we'd be so complacent as to not afford ourselves the same opportunity. Will you allow the evil forces to continue their deeds of destruction to every phase of life on Earth until there's nothing left? Or will you maintain an open mind and accept the freedom and protection that is offered to you here? Now, I've read that to you because I thought it was really important. And I hope that this is touching your heart because this will really help you. I'd like to read a little bit more before I do the actual ritual of protection. He also says, fire has always been representative of divine protection, cleansing, and purification. Far too many people are dying before their time while others are suffering unnecessary sickness and disease. UFO researchers are increasingly becoming targets of the ungodly forces which permeate our world. Even the governments are deceiving the people into believing lies. In view of these facts, do you or do you not need to be surrounded by the ring of fire? I remember God talked to Moses as a burning bush. And, hey, forget those political jokes, okay? This is not the political hour. Anyway, go ahead and get comfortable. And if you have a white candle near you, go ahead and light the white candle. I'm going to read this to you, and then I'm going to read the invocation. And, again, if you're of a different religion, you know, you can add things to it. This is not meant to, you know, to try to, you know, Bible thump you. Okay? I'm not really into thumping people with the Bible. But I can tell you that these Venusians know the one that we know as Jesus Christ. And, you know, they live with that being, and they see that being all the time, and they are not as far removed from God as we have become. So, let's get ourselves back to where we need to be. So what you're going to do is place a lighted white candle before you on the table or another flat surface, making sure it's not going to drip or catch anything on fire. When you do this ceremony, under no circumstances should you permit anyone or anything to interrupt you while you're performing the ceremony. First, you're going to recite the Lord's Prayer. Now, there are many versions of that. I know the old Catholic version. So that's the Our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Then you're going to pray the following prayer without any doubt in your heart. You are to believe that the God of creation is hearing you at the very moment that you're praying. Keep your eyes open as you pray, lifting your outstretched hands heavenward. Look into the flame and maintain your full senses. Know what you are doing at all times. Here's the prayer. And I will pause after each sentence so you guys can go ahead and repeat it after me now. Eternal Father, Creator of the universe, Hear this day my petition. Surround me now with your divine ring of fire, the fire of your protection, the fire of your abundance, the fire of complete healing, the fire of divine abundance. I now command the hand of Almighty God on my behalf. Let it be so. This very moment, in the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, as you look into the flame of the candle, place all of your heartfelt desires as well as your problems into the flame. Then extinguish the candle and watch the smoke rising as to the nostrils of God as He receives your prayers. Do not remove yourself from that space for at least 3 full minutes. And as you stand before the extinguished candle, keep your eyes open. Feel the presence of the ring of fire. Now, once you've done this with the candle, you can do it anywhere. Driving in the car, pronounce the words, feel the protection. Dr. Strange says, you will never be the same again. One thing that I will do for you guys, too, if you'd like to have these protections, email me, and please send the email to the Yahoo account. So that's drvalerienmd@yahoo.com, and request the protections, and I will send you a copy. And as you practice these, they get to be easier and easier. You know, right now it seems like a lot to do, but I can tell you that I have had my life threatened many times in this lifetime. I've had a lot of people trying to cause me harm of one kind or another. And, you know, without the divine protection that I have, I wouldn't be here talking on the radio. I would have been gone a long time ago. And even as a small child, I knew to pray to God for protection. Now, if you don't believe in God, I suggest you learn to believe in something, at least believe in your own highest self. You know, you can call that what we call God if you want, but, you know, at least know that there is a part of you that is all-knowing. And so when you are in contact with that part, you are going to have the absolute best chance that you will ever have at not only getting through what's coming much more simply, but, you know, life is just a heck of a lot more fun. And if you're not having miracles in your life right now, I would ask you, why not? I have miracles in my life every day. We call them miracles because you get that little kind of, oh, wow, look at that. Who would have thought? So we actually have a lot of miracles in life. But, you know, our lives are supposed to be completely miracles. You know, we're supposed to have this magical beingness in our lives. It's not supposed to go away. So if you're not having miracles in your life, well, we need to change that. Part of the thing is getting the divine protection and kicking out those little dark things that try to stop us. So if you have any other questions about any other types of protection, you know, there's a lot of different rituals. I used to do exorcisms a long time ago, and I can tell you I stopped doing them because they're really messy, they're really ugly, and I don't like them. There are plenty of other people out there that would really rather do that. But I've discovered since then, as I've upped my levels of protection, it's much easier than it used to be. Always remember that you can call upon those beings that we call angels and archangels. And, you know, that the angels are, whatever you want to call them, whether they're constructs of our mind that we've made real, whether they are, you know, the force, the police force of God, you know, whatever they are, these beings, these energies will come to help us. But you have to ask, because the rule says that they can't interfere. So what you have to do is you have to ask for their help. Ask for the help of the enlightened being that is your teacher, whether it's Buddha or Christ or or, you know, Krishna, or Wakin Panka, or, you know, great mystery, whatever. Whatever is the deity that you pray to, that you know of as the great source of all, ask that one for help. Because that one has given a piece of itself for your life. And you are constantly in contact with that one, whether you know it or not, because you are God experiencing itself. We all are. And so we're continually growing and becoming more and just having this incredible kind of an adventure here on Earth. So all of that protection is available for you. If you're having an especially hard time, give me a call. I can either put you in touch with a couple exorcists, or you know, perhaps I can work with you on the phone. And some of you might have tuned in at one point where I was working with someone who she and her child were being attacked to the point where the guy was coming right through the wall, which everybody thinks is impossible, right? Yeah. This was a real physical guy. Came right through the wall. And was laughing at them and saying, well, you can't stop me. And I said, oh, well, we'll stop that right now. And as I started saying the prayers of protection and clearing, the projector, the standalone projector that Dr. Fred Bell makes that I had around my neck, started being picked up off my neck as if someone was in front of me trying to pull it off my neck and break it. Well, that didn't happen, but I felt it. My neck was getting creased in. I thought, oh, isn't that interesting? I called in the archangels immediately, and that stuff stopped in a hot second. Poof. Done. It not only stopped where I was, but it stopped where the woman was in her house. So whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to believe, I'm just asking you to have an open mind. Because, you know, mind is a terrible thing to waste. So please have an open mind and an open heart and do what you came here to do. Don't be afraid. You guys, it's our time to shine, all of us. There's really not much time left. You know, we're going to go through this big change, and I don't know about you, but I want to be in that section that gets to go ahead. I don't want to have to go through this stuff anymore. You know, it has lost its fun. You know, I've wallowed in the muck enough. I really want to go forward. And we're approaching another window of ascension. In fact, we actually today is the window for ascension. So, you know, it's not only the anniversary of something that was truly horrible and evil. And if you listen to BBS, you probably have the facts on what really happened, and it's not what the government said happened. But, you know, this is a window of ascension today and for a few days afterwards also. So the question is, will you stand up and be counted? Will you stand up and say no more to the darkness that is trying to take over this world and has taken it over for the most part? Will you stand up and be counted as a worker in the light? And will you stand up for goodness and for the freedom that is so important to each one of us as a spark of God? Will you stand up no matter what? And yes, I'm asking you. I'm asking you to be accountable now. If not to me, at least to yourself. No excuses, guys. What are you willing to do? Because the time is now. And you know that old saying, you know, if not now, when? If not you, who? It's serious now. So it's time. This is the ascension time. Let's change the world right now. So what I'd like you to do now, everyone, please gather together in your minds and your hearts. And first of all, let's do the grounding. So see the brilliant golden light from the center of the source of all creation coming down through the top of your head, all the way down through your body, out the bottoms of your feet, into the core of Mother Earth, out the other side of the earth, back up into the heavens, and back into the heart of God. now see a brilliant emerald green coming up from the core of Mother Earth through the bottoms of your feet, all the way up through your body, out the top of your head, out into the cosmos, through the source of all creation, out the back, and in through the back of the earth. Now see the brilliant hot pink light of love coming from your heart, speeding out into the universes, far, 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 far. And at the point of the heart of God, splitting in half, going through God sideways, out throughout all the cosmos, through every being in the cosmos, coming back through the back of your own heart. And stand within the truth of yourself. The being of heaven and earth. And now I ask that you open your heart like a lotus flower and increase that amount of hot pink, that beautiful light of love that's flowing out from your heart into the hearts of every other being that exists. See it as little pink sparkles just impacting upon everyone and everything, everywhere. And now see a shaft of brilliant hot pink light going from your heart straight down your body through your feet directly into the heart of Mother Earth. And see Mother Earth glowing with that brilliant light of love. And now as a group, may we wish that all who work in the light, who serve the source of all creation, that all of us be blessed. And that any who work against the light have their hearts and their minds opened to the truth. And let's change this planet now. It starts with us, and it ends with us. We are here to change the world. And now give yourselves a big hug. I know that you guys felt that. I felt it. And I know that we have just created a change in this world right now. And if you're listening to this on archive, don't worry about it. You're still connected with us. So, thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Thank you for taking this seriously. Please protect yourselves and stay in love and light. And thank you for being such loyal, wonderful listeners. I love you guys. So until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.